Father, we thank you, Lord,
for such a time as this. Now, Lord, we ask. You said, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. And the Lord will make bright clouds. Hallelujah. And it will give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. So, Lord, we ask of you, rain even now. Let it rain showers of Holy Ghost fire upon everyone that's coming into this time of gathering for our consecration as we end the year. First, we thank you for all that you have done for us, all the words that you have spoken and to encourage us throughout this year, all the deliverances, all the healings, all the times that you've been there for us. And today, as we stand in the fasting day to read the word of the Lord, I pray and I declare that the entrance of your word will bring understanding and give light to everyone that's in this room. Hallelujah. We give you, Lord, the praise, those who are here now and those that will join later on. Let there be a ripple effect cascading from this moment. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, welcome everybody. Day one. Here we go. I am going to do a reading of the scriptures. Yesterday, we prepared our hearts. I hope everybody is prepared. And we showed how in the time of Nehemiah, Ezra, and the rest of them, how they stood on the fasting day and read the word of the Lord. And how the people, when they heard the word of the Lord, they bowed down and they worshipped. Hallelujah. And they stood, you know, for a long time, reading the word, confessing their sins, and doing all these things. And so, we're going to, this is the fasting day, and we're going to read in the scriptures. And the lesson the Lord wants us to do, to hear today, is do not be afraid. The Lord is going to do great things. Hallelujah. Fear not. The prophet Joel said, he said, the Lord is going to do great things. So that's the caption for today. Praise the Lord. And it is taken from verses 21 to about 25 or so of Joel chapter 2. That's the caption. But I will be reading another chapter in a minute. But first, let me read to you the words of the prophet Joel. Joel chapter 2 and verse 21. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. That's right. So that's it right there. The Lord will do great things. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, ye children of promise, ye sons of God, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and now he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain, the first month. Hallelujah. And the floors shall be full of wheat. That means within the next 30 days, full of wheat, vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, the palmer worm, the great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Take note of that. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of you, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And again, my people shall never be ashamed. Praise the Lord. And it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. No one left behind. Praise the Lord. Again, I want to read a couple of verses in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 and 8. Praise the Lord. Also emphasizing the concept of fear not, to be strong and to be of good courage. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, neither be afraid of all the things that have buffeted you or pummeled you over the last year, you know, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with you over the next few days to cross over, and he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 8 says, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Therefore, fear not, neither be dismayed. Praise the Lord. I will be reading the chapter of 2 Kings, verse 19, as our scripture reading in the fasting day. And I'm going to read through all of that chapter and then discuss the word of the Lord as it relates and the application to our day. Praise the Lord. The backdrop to that story in 2 Kings 19 is about the story of Hezekiah, what he did when he was threatened, when he was mocked, and so on and so forth. What did he do? And how did he handle it? And what was the Lord's response? Praise the Lord. So that's what we are going to be reading. The story is also found in Isaiah 36 through 37 chapters, you know, but I am going to read it from 2 Kings 19 today. Praise the Lord. All right. If you are ready, grab your Bibles and read along with me if you can. And I will be reading from the King James version. 2 Kings chapter 19. And the full story is that Sennacherib came, you know, from the king of Assyria and challenged Hezekiah and his people and asked that, look, you know, have any of the gods of those nations been able to deliver their land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are those gods? Yes. Have we not destroyed them, their lands, and cast them, their gods, into the fire? And he told the people, you know, they even asked him, speak to us in your language, not in our language. We understand your language. We don't want the people to be afraid when they hear what you will say. And he said, no, has not even the Lord your God sent me here to piss over you, make you drink your own piss? And he just, I mean, awful things that he just derided them and, you know, just threw everything in their face. And he said, am I now come here by myself? Is it not this same God that you thought you were serving, whose altars, Hezekiah has cut down? And he began to say all kinds of things. So that's the backdrop of the, say, surrender yourself unto us and be our bondsman and we'll let you leave. But if you don't, remember the things that we have done to all those nations, I will cut them off. Anyway, so that's the background of the story. So let's read it in 2 Kings chapter 19. Praise the Lord. The reading of the word of the Lord on the fasting day. If you want to get a full story of it, you read from 2 Kings chapter 18 and all the threat that he brought Rabshakeh and Sennacherib and all the threat they brought against the children of the Lord, Hezekiah and his people, children of Judah and so forth, and how they threatened them and told them, neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying the Lord will surely deliver us, you know, and the Lord cannot deliver you, they said. Now, when you say things like that against the Lord, well, let's see whether the Lord can indeed deliver. And let's see how, you know, the people led by Hezekiah will handle it. So 2 Kings chapter 19. And it came to pass when Hezekiah heard all those words that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah, the prophet. So we know it was during the time of Isaiah, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah the king, today is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh and Sennacherib, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God have heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So that was the situation. And they turned to the Lord and asked the man of God to pray along with them. Hallelujah. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say to your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid. Same thing as fear not. Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me with. Behold, I will send a blast upon him. He shall hear a rumor, shall return to his own land. I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warning against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard that the king of Tarhakah, king of Ethiopia, behold, he is come to fight against ye. So he sent messengers again to Hezekiah and saying, you know, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, in whom thou trusted, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered under the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands by destroying them utterly. And shall thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them at all? You know, which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rezeph and the children of Eden, which were in Telesa. You know, where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad and the king of the city of Zephaphaim and Hena and Iva? And I just told them of all the places that they have wiped out and they have destroyed and even cast their gods into the fire. And they, you know, they wrote the letter and sent it by the hand of messengers. And when Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers, he read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread the writing before the Lord. So there is a precedence here of spreading your letter. Now, this was a letter of rebuke, a letter of blasphemy, a letter that he received to challenge his God, you know, and ask them to surrender. They actually gave him an ultimatum. Well, in this case, also, you have written some writings by decree of the Lord that say, write as it pleases you what you would want the Lord to do for those that would want to destroy you, as it was in the days of Esther. We heard that story on December 13th. And so Hezekiah brought the writing and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord. Now, let's read at the elements of this prayer that Hezekiah prayed. And he said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims. Come in with a heart of worship and exalting the Lord. Thou art the God, even thou alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made the heaven and earth. And so he began to come into the Lord by exalting him, telling him how great he is. The Lord, when you come to the Lord like that, and tell him how great he is, well, he's going to show you how great he is. You know, Jeremiah, he told the Lord, you are the God of all flesh. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And when the Lord heard it, the Lord told him, I am indeed the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for me to do. So when you tell the Lord how great he is, the Lord will tell you and show you indeed how great he is. Thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, Assyria included. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Now, O Lord, bow down thine ear and hear, and open, Lord, thine eyes and see the words of this Sennacherib, which has sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord. Now, he's going to put forth his argument here. You know, of a truth. I mean, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands. We know it. We've heard it. And they have cast their gods, small g, into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands. They were wood and they were stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. But now, therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that the Lord, indeed, you are God, even thou alone. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that a powerful prayer? And as I've often said, when you pray like this, when you make it God's fight, God will respond in kind. You know, notice how Hezekiah prayed here. He did not pray to say, Lord, save us out of his hands so that our wives will not become widows, so that our land may not be destroyed, so that our children will not become fatherless, so that we may not become homeless and dispossessed of the inheritance of the Lord. Those would have been valid prayers. If he prayed all that, you know, those would have been valid. But he chose the one thing, hallelujah, that's going to get the Lord all fired up, if you want to put it that way. He called out the Lord to defend his own name. Hallelujah. He said, do it, Lord, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord. Yeah. See, that's the most effective kind of prayer.
The Lord will do what he will do, but why should he do it? You know, when you make it God's fight like this, you know, God defending his own reputation because they have come to blaspheme and to just deride the people, make mockery of their God and everything, and, you know, and challenge the Lord. And so Ezekiel put it out there. It is your name that is at stake here. Hallelujah. Now, therefore, Lord, rise up and defend the honor of your name. And let all the kingdoms know how that the Lord defended his own name, and that he is the God, the very God alone. In case the people have forgotten it, show it to them again. And thou art the God that caught Rahab, wounded the dragon, and dried up the Red Sea. And you can say all those things that the Lord has done. And what you need to do today is also remind the Lord of all the great things that he has done and challenge him to stand up and show himself strong and mighty again in whatever your situation is, so that the people may know that you serve a living God. That's right. Hallelujah. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah by the word of the Lord, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Israel, I have heard. And this is the word of the Lord, which is spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By thy messengers thou hast reproached the Lord, and hast said, will the multitude of my chariots I am come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the lodgings of his borders, and into the forest of his Carmel. I have digged and drunk even strange waters, and with the soles of my feet I have dried up the rivers of the besieged places. I mean, these are all the things that were in the heart of this Sennacherib. You know, and then the Lord's going to tell him, hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it? And even of ancient times how I have formed it? Huh? Now have I brought it to pass that you should come and lay it waste? The Lord is saying, look, these things that I have formed and established from of old, am I not going to sit back and let you come here and trample everything underfoot? Hallelujah. You know, so the word of the Lord to us today is this. The work, the beautiful work of redemption and deliverances that the Lord has done in your life to set you up for good. Is the Lord now going to sit back and let some random evil and some random pestilence or some random trouble, you know, tear everything down? Of course not. The Lord said, look, did I bring it to pass and set it up for you to destroy? No. Hallelujah. Therefore, the inhabitants, well, small power at first, they were dismayed and confounded. It was the grass of the field, as a green herb, and as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it grew up, you know. But I know your abode, and you're going out, not coming in, and your rage against me. And because your rage against me and your tumult is coming up into my ears, therefore will I put my hook in thy nose, sir, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. Choke him around like a horse. And this shall be a sign to Ezekiel. Ye shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, and in the second year that which springeth forth of the same, and in the third year ye shall sow and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruits thereof.
And the Lord said, I will no longer give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies, for the which thou hast labored. Hallelujah. According to Isaiah chapter 62, the Lord said pretty much that, encourage us that the things that you have worked for, the things that you have labored for, the Lord said, I will no longer give the enemies the right to trample your work down, eat your corn for the which you have labored. I'm not going to loot. In fact, he swore by his right hand. Let's jump over quickly and read one verse out of Isaiah 62 and verse 8. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. But you who have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. And you who have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord gave the word against Rab Sheker and Seni Kereb and said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to the hook in your nose. Hallelujah. And the Lord said to the people, his people, turn around and say, I'm going to cause your land to flourish. Nobody's coming in and destroying your land. You plant and it will bring forth. You will eat of it this year, next year, and even the year after. And ye shall again take root downward, saith the Lord, and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that are escaped out of Mount Zion, and the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it, nor set a border around it. By the way that he came, by the same way shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this place, this city, to save it, for my own sake, and for thee, for David, my servant's sake. Praise the Lord. And it came to pass that night, that the angel of the Lord went out. Now it was just one angel. And smote in the camp of the Assyrians that had laid siege around Jerusalem and around Judah and all the places. And 185,000 and 185,000 in one night. In one night. And when people arose in the morning, behold, the camp of the Assyrians were full of dead corpses. Dead corpses! And so Sennacherib, king of Israel, departed and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the hand in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Abramelech and Sherazer, his sons, smote him with the sword and escaped to the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. The word of the Lord, the reading on the fasting day. Praise the Lord. Well, let's consider these things that the Lord did and how it came to pass that the Lord gave such a mighty deliverance. The elements of the application to our time and our day are as follows. Hezekiah, had the sense
in how to approach the Lord. He knew the right buttons to press, so to speak. You know, yeah. His great grandfather David also, you know, these men knew the right buttons to press. You know, David knew how to call on the Lord and to tell the Lord how great he is and how his right hand had gotten him the victory. And he knew the right words to say, you know. And when you approach the Lord and know the right buttons to press and make the fight the Lord's fight, you know, then the Lord will respond in kind. The Lord responded to David, blasted with his nostrils. Thunder arose and he sent forth lightnings and shot forth arrows against David's enemies. You know, the Bible says that the Lord even rode upon a cherub and did fly. Coals of fire were kindled before him. The earth shook. And the Lord answered David like that. What kind of prayer can make God do those things? Well, what kind of prayer can make God send an angel of the Lord and destroy 185,000 of the enemies of the people of God in one night? Well, the kind of prayer that challenges the Lord's reputation to get him renown again. Hallelujah. You know, when you make it God's fight, same thing like David when he went up against Goliath, 1 Samuel 17, whereas everybody said this man has come to defy the armies of Israel. Well, that's what they thought. You know, that was the level of their understanding. David kicked it up a notch and said, no, this man has come to defy the armies of the living God. So he's going to turn it into a spiritual thing for God to defend his own army. Hallelujah. And of course, you know that he got the victory over Goliath. And indeed, so did Hezekiah get the victory over Rabshakeh and Sennacherib. So did David, you know, get other victories from time to time. And we must know how to go before the Lord, present our case, like Hezekiah did, presented the writing that he received. In this case, I want you to present the writing that you yourself wrote before the Lord today. Yes, let's bring it out. It's only been a couple of weeks, so it shouldn't be, you know, that far gone from your mind. Remind yourself and the Lord of the things that you wrote, and let's bring them before the Lord. And that's what we are going to do today. The writing that the Lord gave us, commandment, instruction, and authority to write against all the things that plague us. Hallelujah. All the things that the enemy would do to us or has been doing and so forth. You might remember the story, you know, in the book of Esther, how the Lord would turn the tables, you know, when Haman thought to do them evil and to destroy not only Mordecai, but all the people of the Jews, and how Esther went before the king and how the Lord turned things around and gave Esther and the Jews opportunity to write their own handwriting against their enemies. And the king sealed it with his own seal. Told them, even gave them commandment. And I said, look, write for yourselves whatever you want the Lord to do. I mean, in this case, the king was what they said. But we said on the other day, 2 weeks ago, that you should write whatever it is you want the Lord to do for you. Just like King Ahasuerus said in those days, that look, write the what you want to be done. Hallelujah. And then deliver yourselves out of the hand of your enemies. And they wrote on those days the things that they want. The king gave them the authority, write as he pleaseth you. And the Holy Spirit challenged us in this room also to write as he pleaseth us what the things you want the Lord to do. So today, I invite you in the name of the Lord to bring the writing that you wrote and let's spread it before the Lord. And let's pray this prayer and say, O Lord God that dwelleth between the cherubims. Hallelujah. Thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the world, in all places of your dominion, thou art the very God. Hallelujah. Let's approach him by making his praise glorious, reminding him of how great things that he has done, and telling him that there is nothing that he cannot do. Hallelujah. And then when you recognize that and you say those things truly out of your heart, then of course, the Lord is going to respond in kind. I mean, let's see an example of someone telling the Lord something and then the Lord turning around and telling him the same thing that he told the Lord. Praise God. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 32, Jeremiah said, I prayed in verse 17 saying, ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and thy stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for you to do. Now, when you pray like that, in verse 17, the Lord will come back in verse 27 and tell you something like this. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Remember, Jeremiah just told the Lord that you are the God and there is nothing too hard for you to do. Well, the Lord came back and told him in verse 27, behold, I am the Lord God, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? See, so this tells us that when you can call out the Lord, call out the glory of the Lord, call out the strength of his right hand, call out all the power, you know, and the, you know, all the beauty of the Lord and all the victories that the Lord has gotten, when you can tell him that, you know, there is nothing too hard for him to do, he will respond in kind and tell you that there is nothing too hard for me to do. Praise God. And so he told him, is there really anything too hard for me to do? Well, the answer, of course, is a resounding no. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord to do. So of all the writing that you wrote, which of the things that are listed in the list that you wrote, that you brought before the Lord, is too hard for the Lord to do? That's the question. Is there anything on that list that you have that is too hard for the Lord to do? And in case you're here and you missed it when we called that out on the 13th of December, a couple weeks ago, you know, just 2 weeks ago exactly till this day. Well, I want you to quickly take pen and paper or your phone or whatever, open your notes pad or something and quickly write it, you know, so you don't miss out in this. Write down the thing as it liketh you, whatever it is that you want the Lord you know, to do for you, and write your list as you would. Bring your vessels, not a few. Now remember that there was a woman that cried to a man of God that said, I have no way to pay my, you know, the creditors that have come to take away my son. My husband, your servant, a man that feared the Lord, is dead. Was our breadwinner. And now, no way to pay our debt. And they've come here to take away my two sons as slaves to pay for the debt. And the prophet said, what do you have in the house? And she said, a handmaid has nothing but a little pot of oil. And the man of God said, it is enough. Hallelujah. But here's what I want you to do. Go borrow vessels abroad from your neighbors. Borrow not a few. And bring them into yourself. And take of the pot that you have and pour it out. And when the vessel is full, set aside and do to the next and so on. Hallelujah. But the instruction was borrow not a few. You know, so, you know, because if you write just one or two things, well, that's what the Lord will do, one or two things. If you write 10 things, the Lord will do the 10 things. For the Lord will do great things. You know, that's the subtitle of today's lesson. You know, so if you write 3 things, one time the prophet said, you know, to the king of Israel, he said, look, he was a dying, the prophet, but he told the man, take your arrows and shoot out the window. And the man, he shot 3 times and stopped. And the prophet was angry. Why in the world did you stop at 3? Why didn't you shoot 5, 6, or 8 times or whatever? I mean, the Lord would have pounded your enemies to the ground. But because you stopped at 3, well, you're only going to get 3 victories. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there is precedence in the word of God to tell you to bring your vessels, not a few. Shoot those arrows, not a few. Believe the Lord when you are on a roll. Don't stop. Why would you stop at 3 when you can ask for 8? Hallelujah. Is the Lord's hand shortened that he cannot do more than 3? Will he bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? I mean, is he the Lord that can start and not finish? I mean, has the ocean ever dried up when you took a bucket to it? Why did you stop at a bucket? Why didn't you bring a barrel? Why did you even stop at a barrel? Why didn't you bring a tanker? I mean, why did you stop at one time? Why didn't you come many more times? Because there's plenty more where that came from. So that's our lesson today. Bring your vessels, not a few, for the Lord will do great things. Bring your list, not a few, because the Lord will do great things. And what is it that the Lord cannot do? What is it? You know, there is a song in my tongue, my natural language, Yoruba language, that says, what is it that the Lord cannot do? Ki le o le se Olorun mi ki le o le se ki le o le se Olorun mi ki le o le se ki le o le se Olorun mi ki le o le se Eyin to da aye atorun ki le o le se. I will interpret for you in a minute. Eyin to da aye atorun ki le o le se ki le o le se Olorun mi ki le o le se. I'm challenging the Lord here today. What is it, Lord, that you cannot do? That's what it means. Ki le o le se Olorun mi, my God. What is it that you cannot do? You that made heaven and earth. What is it that you cannot do? Same thing like Hezekiah. You are the God that made the heaven and the earth.
And there is nothing too hard for thee to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want you to bring your requests, not a few. And the Bible says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. You are bringing it to the Lord. Not to me, but to the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord's shoulders are very broad. He can carry it all. He said, cast your burden upon the Lord. He can carry it. Why would you carry, you know, those of you that are carrying and are heavy, laden and burdened, the Lord invited you in Matthew 11 and 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You that have been the target of failure, that said, let there be more burden laden upon them. For they are idle. They are idle. That's why they have time to go and worship the Lord. That's why they have time to go for meetings such as this. That's why they have time to go for to the house of worship, to go to church and do all these things. Well, put more burdens on them. Let them have to run helter-skelter. Let them have more bills. Let the students have more exams. You know, let them have trouble on their jobs. Let there be more burdens laid upon them. They have trouble in their families. So they won't have time to say that they want to worship the Lord. They're idle. They're idle. Same tactic till this day. But Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come and take my yoke upon thee. And nobody is yokeless. Everybody is yoked to something. You are either yoked to your burdens or your problems that are, you know, too heavy for you to bear. You may be poor. You may be yoked to the Lord. And which one is going to be? He that is joined to the Spirit of God is one with the Lord. Now, if you're yoked to the Lord's yoke, which is easy, and his burden is light, then the Lord will take care of those situations. Or you can be yoked to your burdens, you know, and those heavy burdens and heavy yokes, your pressing spirits and the bands of wickedness, you know, that try to frustrate you, pummel you down, beat your head down, and so forth. But the Lord says to you this day, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of Glory come in. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn it right now. That's our lesson, the reading of the scriptures on the fasting day one. And I am going to pray over the room. Then I'm going to turn it loose for every one of you to pray. After I finish praying in a moment, I'm going to ask you to pray. And you tell God what it is you want to tell him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray and I stand in confession of our sins today. The confession of the sins of even our nations. And even confession of times that we have been in apartheid, that we have not cared about the evil that's going on around us. Confession of the times that we have left the wounded like that. Hallelujah. Lord, we come to confess our sins today and to say, Lord, forgive. Forgive our sins, O God. We stand in the fasting day, praying, confessing our sins, and repenting of the times that we have left our first love. You said, repent and do the first works again, lest I come unto you and remove your candlestick from its place. Father, I pray for every one of us, myself first, and all my brothers and sisters that are here now and those that may listen in later on. We bring ourselves under your canopy. We thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sins. For blessed is the man or woman unto whom the Lord doth not impute iniquity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord does not hold the transgressions. but are justified in the name of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, even as we confess any shortcomings today, we ask of you, Lord, to strengthen us, even during this time that we have set aside to seek the Lord. Ah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I will confess my transgressions, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin, the psalmist said. I acknowledge my sin. My iniquity have I not hid. And blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Today, Lord, we're coming to bring our supplications. Yes, the handwriting that you gave us the free pass to write. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Even as you commanded that we should write as it liketh us, against all our enemies that have pummeled us. And Lord, we wrote it on the 13th day of the month Adar, which is the 12th month. We wrote it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And now today, we will present these writings before the Lord. Glory to God. And we are going to believe the Lord for all the things that the Lord has allowed us to put in that writing. And he said, in the first month, as it is this day, within the next 30 days, as we clear out this year and go up into the first part of next year, we are believing God to see those results. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, Lord, unto you that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we have written down, all that we may even ask or think, unto you, Lord, be the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Even as he pleased the king to give Esther and her people the right to write down whatever it liketh them concerning their enemies, and even as it has pleased the Lord to give us the same commandment on the 13th day of the month Adar, we did it 2 weeks ago, and we're coming to present those writings before you, Lord. And on this fasting day, we pray and believe the Lord that it is blessedness for everyone. Thank you, Jesus. We give you, Lord, all the praise and all the glory. Thank you for everything that you have done since this year began. Thank you for the words of encouragement that we have received and those things that we were expecting the Lord to emerge and to experience quantum leaps. Perhaps some of us experienced a bit, perhaps many are still waiting, Lord. But now, Lord, we present the things we have written before you, and we ask for a blessing. May the Lord come and leave a blessing for everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.